Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here. Right now, get up to 80% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, seasonal decor, and way more. All at Wayfair. These are Wayfair's best deals of the year. From seasonal finds to favorites you'll use all year long. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 80% off during Wayfair's Black Friday sale. Now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Yeah, the Lunchtime Live Liverpool fans, I love that. Is there somebody in your life who goes absolutely bananas when their team scores that last minute winner against an old rival, or are they slouched on the couch at home for hours after a devastating defeat? Well, in their defence, it's not them being dramatic. Their brain has actually been rewired in real time, because a new scientific study has revealed that when football fans watch their favourite team win or lose, it's not just their hearts racing, their brains are actually lighting up in very specific ways. And now, using MRI scans, researchers have found that fans' emotions and self-control can be dramatically affected by the result, especially when playing an old football rival. Off the Ball's Kathleen McNamee is with me in studio, because you've covered loads of big games. I'm sure you see plenty of passion spilling over.
Oh, you 100% do. And that's the funny thing with being a sports journalist, is sometimes you're trying, like, you can feel your own passion starting to spill over, and you have to kind of like reel it in a little bit and be like, no, I have to be professional now and concentrate on things. But like, I remember crying at games. I remember, like, win or lose, I remember falling to my knees at games. I remember fully blacking out when goals went in.
Stop.
Because I just, like, when I was over at the World Cup and Katie McCabe scored that goal, like, technically I was working, totally blacked out, could not tell you what happened in the seconds after. All I remember is hugging an absolute stranger beside me, jumping up and down, and then being like, ah, oh, wait, I need to go back and like write down what happened and actually go back to work with this moment.
And dictate what's happening in real time. How do the Irish fans compare to our other counterparts worldwide?
I think, like, no matter where we go, we generally have a really good reputation as bringing the crack, bringing the fun.
Are we passionate?
I think completely. Like, to give that example of that opening game in the World Cup in Australia, we played Australia in Sydney. You would not have known there was an Australian fan in that stadium. It was all Irish, all singing, even though it was the other side of the world. And obviously, there's a lot of Irish in Australia. We do know that. But even still, the passion and the commitment was 100% there. And we saw it at the Rugby World Cup a couple of years ago, all the fans over in France. You know, they were taking over parts of the city, and there was such commitment. You know, you look at the Irish songs, the Rocky Road to Poland, the whole idea of a load of people jumping into a van and getting there no matter how hell or high water, like no matter how they could. That's just the way Irish people are, and I think that's brilliant.
Paddy Osborne's a former referee. Paddy's with us here as well, Kathleen. Have you had any of those kind of outer body experiences, as Kathleen's described, Paddy?
I did, I suppose, for me. Well, one of the funniest things I've ever seen was, you know, so you played the Liverpool anthem there, or the one that they adopted, and then there was fans in the stadium, you know, waving their scarves and the whole lot. And there was one guy, one father, and he had his young son with him, but he had no scarf. And he actually had the young lad above his head waving him like a scarf.
Like a scarf.
With two hands.
Fantastic.
And he was just in the moment, and I thought that was dynamite. But I suppose for me, the 2011, now I live in Kerry, so this probably doesn't go down too well, but the 2011 All-Ireland final, when Stephen Cluxton scored the winning point, you know, that Dublin won for. I mean, the ground rocked. I mean, there was strangers hugging each other and the whole lot. You know, it was just, it was just like so emotive. But I've also been there for the lows as well. But for the high, that was definitely was phenomenal.
Does your own mood change, Paddy? Do you think do you find your own mood can change depending on the results? Your own team's outcome. It does.
Definitely. But particularly on that occasion, I mean, the my wife was. She didn't go to the match, so she was still in Kerry. And pals of hers were saying, you know, oh, he'll be delighted when he comes home. She says, he'll probably never come home.
He's away for a week.
he's celebrating with the team, that fellow, probably, you know.
Yeah.
But it really does. And then, as I said, when it doesn't go right, I feel like I was involved with coaching as well for years. And I remember we had an under-14 team, and we were flying, we were winning the final really well, and we actually lost, you know. And I remember not being able to sleep for days, and this sounds absolutely ridiculous. Another 14 game.
Yeah, I know.
And you
but
can't
so you
sleep,
give
you
your
know?
Time and you're so invested and the players and you see the commitment that goes into it. Sure, of course you're, I'm sure, as heartbroken
I
as
I actually
there.
Remember having a come in a month school final, losing it in Markovic Park, and it's like primary school level.
I love that this is still with you.
Still, that's exactly the point of this whole slot, Andrea. Like, we were devastated for days afterwards, to the point where our parents actually brought us all into a classroom along with our teachers, and they were like, you guys need to cop yourselves on, you're like 10.
This is not going to be that defining moment in your life. Football fan Richie Sheehy is with us as well. What's the most over the top thing you've witnessed at a match, Richie?
Most over the top thing I witnessed at a match, I remember when McAteer scored against Holland, not the 1-0 but the 2-2 in the World Cup qualifying. My brother just legged it outside screaming, and jumped on a ledge screaming McAteer, and then fell off, broke his arm.
Oh God!
Had to get stitches. Was running back in, holding his arm, going McAteer, McAteer. You know.
Such was the jubilant celebrations. Do you have those kind of, you know, real fanatic fans in your friend and family groups? You do.
Oh yeah, of course. I mean, I think in Ireland in general, we are very passionate. Of course. A lot of mentors, you know.
Well, there's a fine line between, you know, being passionate and hooliganism. Like, but when you go to matches across Europe, how do you think how did the Irish fans compare?
Oh, I mean, look, the Irish are, like, I mean, I've been to a couple of tournaments and stuff. The Irish are always very, very well received. I remember Euro 2016, the French were kind of, as much as they beat us, the French fans on the street were gutted to see the Irish leave, you know.
What are the rivalries, Kathleen, do you think, in Irish sport that really get the blood boiling? Because I would think from a GA perspective, obviously being Donegal, I would think it's kind of Dublin and Kerry are the two, really, for Donegal
Mayo
people.
Mayo as well, you would say. Mayo, Dublin, Mayo, Kerry from those years. I think it really just depends on the people and the sport, because you could look at like the battles that Leinster and Munster had over the years in the provincials. You can look at, you know, the League of Ireland, and obviously Shamrock Rovers have done incredibly well the last couple of years, but there's some bitter rivalries in there. So yeah, there is a lot of them. And then you also have the incredible amount of Irish people that travel over to England to see Premier League games. So you have your Uniteds and your Liverpools. You know, like, I have friends who are United fans and Liverpool fans, will not talk to each other in the week before or after leading up to a game, just because they'll get too angry at each other and they want to maintain the friendship.
Do you know, I wish I was this passionate about something. Like, there's nothing I am that passionate about.
I know, but it's so weird the way, like, it literally rewires your brain as this study is coming out. You know, I even look at my dad, who's an Everton fan, and I wouldn't even say he's a massive Everton fan, but I remember they beat Chelsea to stay up in the Premier League. It was a big relegation battle, and I came downstairs and he was watching on the laptop, and I was like, Dad, is there a tear in your eye right now? And he was like, no, I was just out cutting the grass.
Yeah, he'll be thrilled with you sharing this story.
I know, but again, I would count him as like a big down GA fan, not even a massive soccer fan. But there's just something when you're in it, and like, there's something really, you feel like you're there on the pitch with them.
What's your biggest rivalry, Paddy?
Bows and Rovers will be a big one in Ireland. Look at Glasgow Celtic, Glasgow Rangers. Massive one, and Liverpool, for me, Liverpool United probably. But as you said, I don't know about this generation as well, because my dad be big into the boxing, you know, and I remember, like, he'd be watching fights, particularly Katie Taylor, first and foremost, we'd say, and he's thrown every dig, every punch. He's ducking and diving. I mean, this man is in his 80s, and he's in the ring, you know, and he's battling for Katie Taylor, like, and it was just amazing to see that. And I think maybe that has a huge influence. My mother, we used to have to ban my mother from watching the telly, the football. And that could have been in golf.
Yeah. We want to hear about your biggest sporting rivalries today. 087 1400 106, the number. Paddy Osborne, Kathleen McNamee, Richie Sheehy, thanks for joining us.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.
This holiday season, give the gift that everyone actually wants, Omaha Steaks. Right now, save 50% site-wide, plus an extra $35 off with code HOLIDAYGIFT at checkout. From USDA-certified very tender filet mignons and perfectly aged ribeyes, to juicy burgers and gourmet sides and desserts that make every meal unforgettable, Omaha Steaks brings steakhouse-quality flavor straight to your doorstep. Whether you're gifting family across the country or filling your own freezer, every box arrives perfectly packaged and guaranteed to impress. Because nothing says I love you most like a gift of Omaha Steaks. Skip the malls and the guessing. Go to omahasteaks.com right now. That's omahasteaks.com to save 50% site-wide, plus get an extra $35 off with code HOLIDAYGIFT at checkout. Hurry, this deal won't last. Omaha Steaks, delivering joy since 1917. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details.